Welcome to Brighteon Broadcast News for Friday, September 29th, 2023. This is Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me. And we are looking at the total collapse of the rule of law in the United States with the summary judgment against Donald J. Trump and his businesses in New York. So a judge simply declared that Trump had overvalued his assets in getting loans from banks. And without even allowing Trump to present his own defense, without even a trial, without even a jury, the judge issued a summary judgment, a declaration that is stripping Trump of all of his businesses in New York. I thought the United States Constitution, well, the Bill of Rights under the Constitution, I thought it guaranteed a trial by jury. I thought it guaranteed that the government couldn't just take away your property like what happens under communism. But apparently, we are living under communism because this is the same tactic that the courts used against Alex Jones. They simply declared him guilty by default. They did not let him have his day in court. They did not let him have his right to trial by jury. Instead, they just issued a summary judgment. They said, well, we don't think you're cooperating with the court, and therefore we find you in default. And we're just going to find you guilty, guilty, guilty. Take all your assets. Take all your money. It's done. They're doing it to Trump. They did it to Alex Jones. This is now the new precedent of what is happening under this fascist, communist America. And I can't help but think they're doing this on purpose because, again, they hope to see the American people engage in an uprising or some kind of revolt because the tyranny is so insane. And at this moment, I don't even know what Trump can do about this. They're taking away his multi-billion dollar fortune, his portfolio, his businesses, assets, hotels, bank accounts, everything, to leave him penniless. And again, this is exactly what they do in communist countries. So if you ever wondered whether Trump was a threat to the establishment, have no doubts. This is not theater. This is communism. They're taking away every last penny of the man and trying to throw him in prison, while the Democrats, of course, run free no matter what kind of crimes they commit. And by the way, there's an impeachment inquiry happening right now against Joe Biden, who is a treasonous criminal, and he was accused of treason in the hearings today in the House, by the way. And it is believed by the GOP Republicans in the House that Joe Biden has received at least $50 million in bribes and kickbacks from countries like Ukraine and China. And of course, Hunter Biden was involved in it. And of course, the corporate media is saying, oh, there's no evidence whatsoever. No evidence. It's all nonsense. Are you kidding me? There's overwhelming evidence. The Bidens are crooks and they run free, while Trump is innocent and is stripped of all of his assets and rights and soon potentially his very freedom. So if we don't reclaim this country, what they did to Alex Jones and what they're doing to Donald J. Trump right now, they're going to do to every single one of us, especially those who don't go along with the brainwashing and the gaslighting system. Now, there's a lot more news to cover today. In fact, I have a special report about electric vehicles that you've got to hear, and I've got three headlines for you ahead of that. First, from CowboyStateDaily.com. Jackson, that's the city of Jackson. Jackson buys 8 electric buses for transit system, but none are working. A transit system run by the town of Jackson and Teton County set out to replace its diesel buses with electric, but none of the 8 electric buses in its fleet are running, and the company that made them went bankrupt. Oh, good luck. The bus manufacturer that supplied START, the California-based Proterra, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So I guess you're screwed. There goes your buses. Back to diesel. Unreal. All right. And moving on to Europe here, from the Sun, battery blast, huge explosion fueled by EV batteries rips through airport, killing a boy, 15, and injuring 163 people in a blast felt for 20 miles. This was a blast in a customs warehouse near Tashkent Airport in Uzbekistan, and the blast was felt 20 miles away. It sent a huge fireball into the air, and they must have thought that they're being attacked by Russia or NATO or something. Batteries for electric cars exploded at the airport warehouse. Dozens of ambulances ferried the wounded to hospitals, and at least five children suffered wounds from shattered glass. 15-year-old boy died after a frame collapsed on his head. My goodness. Initial reports thought it was a plane crash, forcing authorities in the ex-Soviet state to deny this was the cause. And then the Interior Ministry later claimed lightning struck a warehouse where electric cars and batteries were stored, sparking the blast and the fire. But then there were later doubts of whether lightning had been a factor in the explosion at all. So this goes to show you the dangers of electric car batteries. All right, and then we have another story here from WRAL.com, which is WRAL News. Tesla catches fire at Raleigh-Durham International Airport, leading to backups and missed flights. No one was injured. A vehicle fire earlier this morning, RDU officials said. Burn markings remain near the entrance for Terminal 1. The frame of the car was seen being towed away. There were several videos of a car completely engulfed in flames. A 2020 report by the National Fire Protection Association said that electric vehicle fires can occur when a vehicle is stationary due to extreme temperatures, high humidity, or internal cell failure. Yeah, electric vehicles are, frankly, a danger to society. And I want to play this special report for you that I recorded earlier. It's about 10 minutes in duration, talking about EVs and why they not only suck, but why they're dangerous. Give a listen to that, and we'll be back with more news headlines. Okay, here's the problem with EVs, electric vehicles. They are ticking time bombs of fire and destruction. And we've seen more and more reports recently of these cars spontaneously just catching on fire in someone's driveway and then torching their home. Recently, there was a Tesla that caught on fire at an airport. I think it was in the Carolinas. And they had to close down flights for a while as this thing just burned off. And there was recently an explosion of an EV battery factory. I forgot what country it was in. I think it was in Europe. I'll have details later in another report, but children were killed. And, it's burning up warehouses, burning up infrastructure, placing lives at risk, and so on. Now, what hasn't happened yet, but is going to happen if they keep pushing EVs on everybody, is you're going to have a parking garage full of EVs, and then one of them catches on fire. And it spreads the fire to the adjacent vehicles, and then they catch on fire and spread fire to adjacent vehicles and so on. You're going to have a cascading domino effect of EV destruction until the whole parking garage is burned up. And that doesn't even count the extra weight that these vehicles carry because the batteries are super heavy. So an EV, in many cases, can weigh twice as much as a regular vehicle, or in other cases, for trucks, it can weigh triple a normal truck. So the extra weight is also tearing up the roads, and it's overstressing the weight limits of structures such as parking garages and bridges. So if you get too many EVs on a bridge, then you got to realize that that bridge was not engineered for that kind of dynamic weight load to be traveling across the bridge. So you're going to have bridge failures in addition to parking garage failures, in addition to parking garages burning up and entire neighborhoods burning up if the cars are packed densely together and one of them starts to catch on fire. Now, all of you listening who are part of the fire response, firefighters and first responders and so on, You know that these EVs cannot be extinguished using normal methods of extinguishing fires. You can't just pour water on it, for example. It doesn't stop the fire. Why? Well, because it's a chemical fire. And there's a tremendous amount of energy that's stored in the chemistry, which is how batteries work, obviously. That energy is being released in the form of heat and, in essence, fire, which in some cases is so hot that it melts the frame of the vehicle. This is melting aluminum. I mean, that's documented. Some of these cars are almost unrecognizable after they've burned up. So firefighters are very frustrated right now about this issue because they don't have any tools right now that are effective at extinguishing these fires, except a few really toxic options that end up creating, you know, environmental problems because of the toxic chemicals that are necessary. And most fire departments don't have these options even available. So for the most part, firefighters are having to just let the vehicles burn. Just let them burn until they burn themselves out, which, of course, it ties up the fire department, ties up the roads. You know, you have to keep the roads closed while this vehicle just burns and cooks itself off. So the disruptions to society are only going to get far worse, and the costs to society are going to be far worse as well. EVs are inherently dangerous, more dangerous than combustion engines, more dangerous than gasoline, because if you think about it, if a gas fire is started, well, the fire department knows how to deal with gasoline fires. And diesel, by the way, for diesel vehicles, you know, diesel barely even burns. That's why diesel engines don't even have spark plugs. I don't know if you knew that, but they have to ignite the diesel through compression at very, very high pressures in the cylinders in the engine. And there are no spark plugs in diesel engines because it doesn't. You can throw a match at it. It doesn't do anything. So diesel is not very volatile. And although I don't encourage you to do this, I've mentioned this before. If you were to take like a little cup of diesel fuel and set it on the ground somewhere and throw a match at it, it wouldn't do anything. You can't get it to burn. Whereas gasoline, different story, right? Gasoline will go poof. You know, you've just created a little gas bomb. So don't do that. But firefighters would much rather deal with a diesel spill or even a gasoline spill than an electric vehicle on fire that they can't really do anything about. So this is the truth of what we're going to be dealing with in society. Now, the government is pushing EVs with crazy mandates on the automakers, which is causing the automakers to go bankrupt. And it contributed to the recent strikes, by the way, the UAW strikes, which are still ongoing, because the automakers are losing money and they can't afford to pay their workers what the workers are demanding because nobody's buying the EVs. I shouldn't say nobody, but a lot fewer than what they had hoped. And that's because EVs take forever to charge. And the only person who would ever buy an EV is somebody who doesn't value their time. I was speaking to a colleague just the other day who had taken a Tesla on a road trip from Arizona to Texas with his two teenage children, by the way. And he said it was the most nightmare trip imaginable. It took 2 days, like 48 hours to make that trip because of the charging time. You're sitting around for 6 hours waiting for a charge. And the teenage kids, they're going nuts. It's like, are we there yet? My God. You could have made that trip in half that time in a diesel vehicle or a gas vehicle. But because it's an electric vehicle, you're screwed. And he told me, he said, never again. I will never again do anything with an EV other than just drive around town. That's it. No road trips. And that's been confirmed by a lot of other people, even members of the press that have tried to take road trips. And then they've been stranded or they've been, you know, stuck at charging stations and it becomes a nightmare scenario. Yeah, EVs suck. EVs suck. And they catch on fire all by themselves and then they burn everything down around them. So, I mean, if people buy EVs and they park it in their garage, they're basically saying that, yeah, I want to burn down the whole house. sooner or later, the insurance companies, which are already charging enormous premiums for EVs, by the way. I mean, you could pay double for owning an EV just on your auto insurance. But before long, they're just going to drop EVs from insurance plans. No more EVs. Why? Because they keep burning up everything. And, you know, what if there's children sleeping in the house when it gets burned up and set on fire by the EV? Then now you have fatalities, potentially, because of the EV. Bottom line is that this current lithium-ion battery technology, even though it's great for certain devices like flashlights and little solar generators and things like that, when you try to pack so much of that into a vehicle to replace an engine, you are putting way too much energy in a dicey, sketchy format that is highly likely to go kaboom. Something goes wrong, you have a little tiny fender bender, you get dinged in the parking lot, and then kaboom, like your vehicle goes up in flames. Or they have to replace the entire battery pack because it's been malformed on one side, you know, because of a tiny little impact. That's what's happening. And it's months of wait time for this, by the way. So the bottom line is, if you want transportation to be safe, you don't want an EV. If you want transportation to be timely and convenient, you don't want an EV. If you want transportation that won't burn down your house and burn up your children and destroy other cars in parking garages and parking lots and so on, you don't want an EV. There's going to come a day where there's maybe 10 EVs that just go up in flames in an airport parking lot somewhere, and they have to shut the airport. And, you know, the fire just spreads from one vehicle to another, and it's going to become apparent to a whole lot of people that, wow, you don't want to park next to an EV. You certainly don't want to own one. You don't want to even park your regular vehicle in a parking lot where other people are parking EVs, because they're a danger to your vehicle or your home if they're parked near your home or your apartment complex. You see what I mean? Continue to buy combustion engine vehicles and support the companies that continue to make them. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. All right. Remember how Philadelphia was subjected to crazy ransacking and looting a couple nights ago? Well, it happened again. They're continuing. Here's the headline. Looting rocks Philly for a second night. Brazen thieves rip out safe and lottery machine of closed liquor store in latest flash mob crime to hit city of brotherly love. Does anybody think it's the city of brotherly love anymore? Well, check my podcast yesterday if you want to know what's going to happen to America's cities. Not looking pretty. But from this story, Fine Wine and Good Spirits, that's a retail store, was smashed apart in the latest flash mob, the flash rob mob crime. Okay, tongue twister. It comes a day after thieves looted Foot Locker, Lululemon, and Apple in Philly. From the story, the brutes made off with the safe. This is from the liquor store. They made off with the safe and raided the lottery machine on the night when liquor stores were shut down by authorities. Yeah, they're just closing down the liquor stores because if you're open, you're going to get looted. This is unreal. Videos posted on X showed piles of boxes that had been torn into. A source told the reporter, it may be a Snipes warehouse. It appears they took all they could and left a lot behind. Among those arrested was social media personality Deja Meatball Blackwell, 21 years old. Meatball, I think it's a woman. The suspect cried after she was charged with burglary, conspiracy, criminal trespass, riot, criminal mischief, criminal use of communication facility, receipt of stolen property, and disorderly conduct. How much you want to bet the city will end up paying her $500 million and apologizing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. Police said they made at least 52 arrests, but of course, you know, all 52 of them are just going to have all the charges dropped by the George Soros-funded DA. Unreal. Six businesses in a single retail corridor of North Philadelphia were looted, including three pharmacies. I could imagine they want all the drugs. A hair salon, quick, steal the clippers. A tax preparation company. I don't know what the thieves are going to do with that. Oh my gosh, look, numbers. We don't understand numbers at all. Send it back. And a cell phone store. So this, yeah. Mayor Jim Kenney, a Democrat, said, quote, "This destructive and illegal behavior cannot and will not be tolerated in our city." He said, want to bet? You are tolerating it. You are. You're condoning it with your policies. Of course it's going to continue because Democrats won't do anything to stop it. Now, Michael Snyder from the End of the American Dream blog, he wrote in the last day, kind of along the same lines of what I was reporting yesterday. Headline, "Our society is melting down even faster than most people thought that it would." He writes, "As economic conditions continue to deteriorate, countless numbers of people will become very desperate. And when countless numbers of people become very desperate, our society will descend into a permanent state of chaos." Absolutely, Michael Snyder. He gets it. Now, in one video that's been circulating, a black woman is screaming, "Everybody keep your phone out!" Because she's trying to encourage everybody to get footage of a cop beating up on a black person. Now, see, they're trying to instigate another George Floyd situation. They're trying to have another justification for BLM riots all over America. It's just like I said yesterday, they're trying to spark a race war. And how much you want to bet that some of these looting leaders, if you can call them that, they've probably been paid to be instigators, to encourage people, to propel them to carry out these crazy acts in the hopes that they will catch a white cop on camera killing a black person. And then from the Michael Snyder story, he goes over some of the numbers that we've talked about of shoplifting losses or organized retail theft amounted to $112 billion last year in 2022. It'll probably be, you know, $130, $140 billion for 2023 when those numbers finally come out. Target is shuttering 9 stores in Democrat-controlled cities because there's just nothing they can do. Everybody just comes in and takes everything for free. Rite Aid, which I covered the other day, will close 500 stores. And now CVS Pharmacy is going to close 900 stores by 2024. 900 stores. I mean, folks, see, CVS, I mean, this is what I was talking about yesterday. All the retailers eventually are going to leave these cities. They're going to leave Chicago. They're going to leave Philadelphia. They're going to leave Baltimore, LA, Seattle, Portland, you name it. Why? Well, because of just the looting. And whatever stores are the last to leave will just, they will be targeted for looting. So there's going to be a race to shut down and get out. And that's what CVS sees and Rite Aid. They know that pharmacies are going to be among the first hit locations. Because, of course, looters want drugs. Half of them are on drugs. And so pharmacies, very, very dangerous to be a pharmacist in one of these blue cities. These stores are just going to be gutted. So, you know, the collapse of the cities is accelerating. Now, Black Lives Matter, of course, is always playing the victim, always running a con to try to get paid. And here's a headline from Breitbart. "Black Lives Matter activist pleads guilty to fraud for missing donations." Where'd all that money go? A Black Lives Matter activist who was instrumental in the infamous protest that toppled the statue of Sir Edward Colston has pleaded guilty to fraud after money donated to a fundraising page that she established went missing. So this BLM activist pled guilty to one count of fraud after £30,000 in donations from the public disappeared. But of course, you know, these charges will probably be dropped because if you're black, you get to get away with all these crimes. Now, you know, it used to be that you were guilty of being black, you know, driving while black. You know, those of you who are black, you know what I'm talking about. That's the way it used to be for the longest time. Now, if you're black, you're automatically granted immunity to crimes of looting or fundraising fraud or arson or terrorism. As long as you're protesting white people, you can do absolutely anything as a black person and you have, well, people of color immunity at this point. Now, there's some other craziness happening too beyond the engineered race wars. This story also from Breitbart. Anthropological societies ban discussion of biological sex to protect trans and LGBTQI communities. I don't know where the I came from. Suddenly they've added the I. I mean, it's a new letter every month. But two major anthropological associations have canceled a panel discussion on the importance of biological sex. So this is the American Anthropological Association, the AAA, and the Canadian Anthropology Society, CASCA, wrote a letter canceling the conference panel. The title of the panel was Why Biological Sex Remains a Necessary Analytic Category in Anthropology. Well, apparently you're no longer allowed to talk about male and female, you know, apes, monkeys, you know, primates, or anything. Everything's trans now. Even, I guess, in the animal world, everything's trans. You can't talk about biological sex. So here we have another case of so-called science banning biology. So they've become, well, DNA deniers or biology deniers. So in order to protect the cult of LGBT, the delusion of transgenderism, they are now censoring science, censoring biology. And the same thing is happening in medical schools as well. So the scientists who were going to present at this panel, they were going to present information about biological sex, they wrote a scathing letter back to these two societies that said, anthropologists around the world will quite rightly find chilling this declaration of war on dissent and on scholarly controversy. It is a profound betrayal of the AAA's principle of, quote, advancing human understanding and applying this understanding to the world's most pressing problems. See, the LGBT cult infiltrated science communities now, they're not interested in advancing human knowledge. They're interested in destroying human knowledge, burying knowledge of biology or genetics or sex and its role in anthropology. This is a massive cover-up. You know, how dare you talk about biology, because we have to protect the delusions of the anti-science LGBT cult, which has abandoned reality, obviously. So this is just another sign that so-called science is a clown show. It's a joke. They've abandoned reason, rationality. All it is now is a bunch of snowflake delusion, you know, gaslight, brainwashing sorcerers trying to convince you there's no such thing as men and women. I mean, just, and then they claim to be fact-driven. No, you're not. You're driven by delusions and insanity. In fact, I should mention, I've decided here's the interview I'm going to play today. I interviewed Sean from SGT Report just earlier this week, and Sean was having a very difficult time just observing the world and seeing it, seeing the insanity, the collapse of reason, the collapse of America, the collapse of the cities, all the things we've been talking about this week. And it was such a dark show, a dark interview, that I think I named it SGT Report and Brighteon Black Pill the World. So I'm going to play that one for you. And I just want to warn you, put on your black pill cap, because it's not going to be a walk in the park. Before we get to that, though, check this out from businessinsider.com. This is from 2 weeks ago, but this news has just surfaced, or sort of resurfaced. This is the first time I saw it. China has the capacity to build combat ships at 200 times the rate that the U.S. can, according to U.S. intelligence. So China's shipbuilding capacity has dwarfed U.S. capabilities. A Navy spokesperson confirmed the leaked material's authenticity to Fox News. China has the world's largest Navy and could have a fleet of 440 ships by the year 2030. This was also covered by The War Zone or TheDrive.com, which is, you know, an online publisher of a lot of news about militaries around the world. There's a slide that was leaked called Plan versus USN Naval Force Laydown. And according to the data shown in the table, China's shipyards have a capacity of 23.2 million tons, which is more than 232 times greater than the U.S. capacity of less than 100,000 tons. The slide appears to contrast, I'm reading from Business Insider, appears to contrast the battle force composition of both navies, taking into account combatant ships, submarines, mine warfare ships, and so on and on. The slide is confirmed as authentic by a U.S. Navy spokesperson. Wow, this slide was developed by the Office of Naval Intelligence. Now, when you understand this slide, and you can see this at thedrive.com, look for the headline there called Alarming Navy Intel Slide Warns of China's 200 times greater shipbuilding capacity. It's actually 232, but it's at least 200. What this means, remember how I've been talking about the fact that the U.S. cannot outproduce Russia in terms of munitions and weapons for World War III? Because the U.S. has lost its manufacturing base. It's been gutted on purpose by globalist policies and, you know, greed and corruption decade after decade. And, you know, NAFTA, all this nonsense. To the point where the U.S. really just doesn't make much of anything any longer. And that includes ships. Now, the U.S. can manufacture some number of ships. I mean, after all, we have that new Gerald Ford class aircraft carrier that sometimes even works. But by and large, the U.S. capability to build new naval vessels is tiny in comparison to China. Now, I do understand that quality and quantity are different things. The United States builds more powerful, let's say more effective ships. The U.S. Navy is still a force to be reckoned with. No question about that. But China is rapidly gaining and will surpass that in terms of its ability to project force. And China can overwhelm the quality of U.S. warships with quantity. As they say, quantity has a quality all its own. If you can just swarm the U.S. Navy ships with, you know, 100 Chinese naval vessels, plus probably Chinese drone swarms and everything else, you can overwhelm U.S. Destroyers or aircraft carriers or whatever other support ships are being used out there. And this tells us that China would actually like to not go to war with the U.S. quite yet, but maybe they would like to by 2030, because by that time they'll have a very strong naval advantage. But it seems to me that the U.S. is trying to provoke China into a war now, which is also crazy because the U.S. wants to fight a war with Russia and China at the same time, while the U.S. can't manufacture anything and can't even staff its own military, by the way. But the U.S. wants to go to war with China now before China gets stronger. This is an important concept to understand. The more time goes by, the stronger China gets relative to the U.S. And again, with China able to outbuild the U.S. by over 200 times in terms of naval vessels, it doesn't take long. If you do the math, it doesn't take long. Again, by 2030, China will have just have out-deployed the U.S. Navy by, you know, order of magnitude. So from The Drive, quote, China's People's Liberation Army Navy, that's the PLA Navy, is already the largest in the world in terms of total vessels and is steadily acquiring a range of more modern and capable designs, including a growing fleet of aircraft carriers. Now, what else you need to know, though, by the way, is that the number of ships that China is building and the type of ships that they're building that would be capable of, you know, landing literally millions of Chinese troops on a place like the United States. If you have enough naval vessels, you can bring in cargo and soldiers and tanks and drones and all of that. And you may recall about a year ago, some intel leaked out of China, some conversations among top war generals who were talking about exactly that system and loading up merchant ships and so on. This is entirely consistent with an eventual plan to invade the United States. In addition, China's shipyards have much more capacity for repairing and maintaining ships, so that if there is a naval conflict and ships start to get damaged, well, China can repair them at a rate that the U.S. can't even touch. The Secretary of the Navy, Carlos Del Toro, told members of Congress, quote, China has 13 shipyards. In some cases, their shipyard has more capacity. One shipyard alone has more capacity than all of our shipyards combined, he said. That presents a real threat. And the slide that's circulating shows that China has 50-plus dry docks that can physically accommodate an aircraft carrier. The United States doesn't have 50 dry docks that can handle an aircraft carrier. And again, just one of China's shipyards is larger than all the shipyards that the United States of America has. And by the way, a large number of America's shipyards can be completely destroyed by one detonation of a Poseidon underwater drone, a nuclear drone that Russia has, that they've parked off the East Coast. If they wipe out the Eastern Seaboard, then, you know, a lot of the shipyards that the U.S. Navy uses are done for. And something that I want to offer here as my own analysis, this is not just about China planning to eventually dominate the seas and, of course, you know, control Taiwan. This is about China planning to protect the sea lanes for transportation of goods. You see, since the post-World War II era, the United States Navy has been responsible for protecting most of the sea lanes. And this has enabled, of course, very cost-efficient transportation of goods. It has enabled global supply chains to function. It has enabled a very inexpensive manufacturing in China, but then the shipment of finished goods to the United States to be purchased by consumers in exchange for, essentially, indirectly, U.S. debt that China is now dumping more and more. They're dumping a lot of treasuries. But as the so-called unipolar world is crumbling, that is, the Western domination over currency and control of energy and control of sea lanes, as that is all collapsing now, as the U.S. empire implodes and basically face plants on the concrete, you're seeing the rise of the BRICS nations, the Belt and Road Initiative, and you're seeing China planning to essentially replace the role of the United States in ensuring the safety of sea lanes so that China can continue its exports without its ships being accosted by pirates of the high seas, you know, literal, actual pirates that board the container vessels and take them hostage, you know, I mean, off the coast of Somalia, for example, or the Straits of Hormuz. So You've got to protect sea lanes if you want to be an exporting nation. That's what China is building up to do. So part of their mission is, yes, military, maybe conflict with the United States or taking over Taiwan, but part of their goal is to use military ships to protect the sea lanes that thereby protect their export-based manufacturing economy. Because you see, once the U.S. and China go to war, which seems inevitable, especially as the U.S. is trying to create this war, the U.S. will very likely refuse to protect China's exports, to protect the sea lanes carrying those exports, and at the same time, China may refuse to export to the United States, which is going to cause a multi-layered crisis across everything you can imagine, from pharmaceuticals and clothing and automobile parts and computers, you name it. That's going to be a crisis. So the global balance of power is shifting quite dramatically. And it is not going to be the United States that dominates the seas, nor that dominates Europe or dominates the Middle East or dominates energy. Nope. The dollar will collapse. The U.S. empire will collapse. The power of the U.S. military is already collapsing. NATO and Ukraine are losing this war with Russia. It's already, you know, the outcome is not in doubt at this point. Russia is actually in no hurry because Russia is able to out-manufacture the West, just as China is, frankly, is in no hurry to go to war. China's out-manufacturing the West, I mean, by a factor of 200 times in naval vessels. So it's really, it's just, it's the U.S. that's in a hurry to destroy Russia and destroy China. And that's why the U.S. is running around, like, setting off sticks of dynamite in other people's underpants, you know? Like, light it, drop it down their pants, and run away, huh? And, I mean, that's the equivalent of what the U.S. does, like, trying to set missiles right next to Russia. And then say things like, how dare Russia exist so close to our missiles, you know? how dare they? So, get ready for chaos, folks. And with that said, I'm going to introduce now the interview with Sean from SGT Report. And like I said, put on your black pill cap, because this is a kind of a dark conversation, frankly. I mean, at the very end, I try to put a silver lining on it, but it's dark. It's just honest about where we are and what's happening. So give this a listen, see what you think, and I think I'll have some special reports for you over the weekend, most likely. Not guaranteed, but we'll see. And then I've got a couple of great interviews already done for you that will be coming out Monday and Tuesday next week. All right, enjoy this interview with SGT Report. We have a major event coming up at Brighton University that you won't want to miss. It's the 5G Summit. You can register now. It's free to watch. And it begins running, the free streaming begins on October 7th. And it features over 40 leading scientists with warnings about 5G, what it's doing to your health, what it's doing to your mind, and also the electropollution factors that are affecting our environment and all of nature around us. This is a really bombshell event. It's hosted by Josh Del Sol, as well as Sayer G. And here's a little bit about what you're going to learn during this summit: the facts about 5G, the independent science on 5G and wireless radiation, solutions to protect you and your family from the risks associated with wireless radiation, the links between 5G, the vaccine agenda, and AI. This is a topic that we've covered quite a bit with a lot of interviews, but we'll be covering it in this summit event as well. Strategies used by groups around the world to fight and prevent harm caused by 5G. Also, the emergence of safe and revolutionary technologies and game-changing paradigms to protect you. Simple actions that we can take. And also the worldwide wave of liability, which began in October 2023. People all around the world are working to hold accountable those who are causing harm with 5G, including the telecom companies. So all of that and so much more, again, featuring 40-plus expert speakers. This is a multi-day event. It begins October 7th on a Saturday and is a 10-day event wrapping up on October 16th. Again, registration is free. You do have the option to purchase and download the entire event for one fee to help support the creators of this event and also help support the Brighton platform. But that's optional. It's not required. You can watch the entire thing for free based on the schedule that begins October 7th. Register now. Again, there's no charge to register. And I would say that right now it's especially critical to protect yourself from 5G and to learn about this, even if maybe you've been exposed to other people who are shedding spike protein, or maybe you've been jabbed yourself, or maybe you're just trying to avoid the stress on your immune system caused by exposure to electromagnetic pollution. Whatever the case may be, you're going to learn vital, life-saving information in this course, and you'll be able to learn it for free. So again, it's at brightu.com. That's just the letter U, B-R-I-G-H-T-U.com. That's Brighton University. Register now, and you'll be able to begin watching on October 7th. And it's entirely free. The 5G Summit, hosted by Josh Del Sol, and also Sayer G, with 40-plus expert speakers. Thank you for your support. Register now at brightu.com. Welcome to today's interview on Brighton.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighton, and we're joined today by Sean from SGTReport.com. And SGT Report has been one of the leading independent media websites that has never compromised They've never folded on their principles. They have had the courage and the strength to keep fighting for humanity and truth through all these years of censorship and COVID and, I don't know, the depopulation agenda that's taking place and so much more. So we're joined by the founder, Sean, from, again, sgtreport.com. Welcome, Sean. It's an honor to have you on today.
Hey, the honor's all mine, Mike. And as I've said publicly before, I'll say it again. You, sir, have done wonderful things for many of us behind the scenes, okay? Not publicly heralded. And I want to thank you for that.
Well, you're quite welcome. Yeah. We are all fighting for Team Humanity here, right? And if we lose this war, we lose this planet. We lose our species. We lose everything. It's not just about losing your freedom. It's about potentially losing everything. So, you know, we're all in. And I know you are as well. But So, Sean, let's start with the fact that the Canadian Parliament, the entire Parliament, including Trudeau, plus Zelensky, gave a standing ovation, major celebration, and they named this Waffen-SS surviving Nazi soldier, who's 98 years old now, they named him a hero of Canada. They all stood, they all applauded. That was not a mistake. They've apologized since then. And by the way, the Speaker of the Canadian Parliament has resigned as Speaker over all this. Trudeau has issued an apology to the Jewish community and so on. There's no way that was a mistake. You don't give an award to somebody unless you do a little bit of research about who this person is and what their background is. And his photos from the Waffen-SS, he posted them, you know, years ago. What do you think this indicates, Sean, about the level of pure evil right in your face now, right out front, standing ovation of actual Nazis across the entire Canadian Parliament? What does this say about where we are in history right now?
Well, I think it says that the official story regarding what happened in World War II is not necessarily the case, and maybe the Nazis actually won. I mean, under Operation Paperclip, we brought a boatload of Nazis into the United States, including Wernher von Braun, the father of modern-day rocketry. Right. And we have Nazis right now in Ukraine, on the side of the Ukraine army. I don't know, what's it all say to you?
Well, hey, I get to ask the questions, Sean, today because you're on the hot seat getting interviewed. So I'm asking you, what do you think it is? I'll offer my reaction to your opinion, but I mean, you cover this every day. The patterns, you know, how crazy is it? The patterns that we're seeing. I'm gonna throw it back to you on that.
Well, you know, I'll say this about what you were just noting happening there in Canada. The ADL has been surprisingly silent.
Yes.
Okay, so where's the ADL on this? Because every time anybody invokes the Nazis or Hitler or suggests that maybe the true story of what happened in World War II maybe isn't the case, the ADL's all over it. Where's the ADL on this, Mike? Where's the outrage from the Anti-Defamation League, which was literally founded, to defend a man accused of murdering a 12-year-old girl, raping and murdering a 12-year-old girl? So where's the ADL? That's my question.
Well, and also, so YouTube bans videos depicting the Azov Nazis in Ukraine, right? So YouTube and Google are covering up. This is revisionist history in the making. Oh, and by the way, the Canadian Parliament is trying to vote to scrub from the record the fact that they honored this Nazi. So this is straight up 1984 Orwellian scrubbing history, but they're scrubbing these videos from YouTube. So the only Nazis that you're allowed to show are the feds dressed up as Nazis pretending to be conservatives or pretending to be Canadian truckers in the trucker convoy. It's pretend Nazis that they want to show you that are, again, always feds dressed up as Nazis. But the real Nazis, they're hiding from you because they, the powers that be, are complicit with the real Nazis in our world, are they not?
Well, they are, and I'll just do a screen share here, just a quick Google search. Google's not always totally useless. The British royal family's connection to the Nazis, the Duke and Duchess of Windsor were sympathetic to Nazi Germany. So yeah, there's a whole hidden history here, and you're right. Google and YouTube, they're doing their level best to scrub it all. Scrub the real history.
Yeah. Yeah, and so is Zelensky over there in Ukraine. And what about the fact that the Ukrainian military spokesperson was this transgender creature-looking person who was accusing Putin of drinking the blood of children and threatened to hunt down and kill apparently U.S. senators or Americans who questioned the official line on the Ukraine narrative? This person has since been suspended, apparently, by the Ukrainian military. But what is a demon-infested-looking transgender doing as a spokesperson for Ukraine's military in the first place? What is wrong with this picture? What the hell? Right? Your thoughts, Sean.
Well, I want you to see this. I should have kept scrolling when I had that article. Listen to this. This is ironic. The connection begins with Charles Edward, the Duke of Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha, a grandson of Queen Victoria. So Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha, they changed their names to the Windsors to be more appealing to those in the UK. But look at this. I thought this was funny. An ad right here within the article, Rothschild Masterpieces, browse the sale at Christie's. I want to click on that. So the Rothschilds, right? The power behind the throne, the Rothschilds. I just thought that was ironic that there's an ad for Rothschild Masterpieces, an auction at Christie's buried within that article. It's the power behind the throne, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the international criminal bankers. They bought up all the most important property, the most important corporations, and they're steering world history in the direction that they want it to be steered in, which will lead us to mass depopulation. And in a little bit, maybe I'll play a clip of Boris Johnson talking about this mass genocidal plan. He's got a brother named Stanley, and Stanley is an avowed eugenicist who has openly discussed and promoted the idea of reducing the British population from its current 63, 64 million people down to 10 or 15 million people.
Wow.
They want to kill off 75% of the population, and they're going to use ecofascism to do it. United Nations Agenda 2030.
And Boris Johnson is the politician who talked Zelensky out of peace negotiations with Russia in the early days of the war over a year and a half ago. That's right. We wouldn't even be continuing in this war if it wasn't for Boris Johnson. So for some reason, he wants war. We know Biden wants war. Victoria Nuland and Anthony Blinken and Jake Sullivan and so on, they all want war. And isn't it, well, I guess this is my question to you, but isn't war a very convenient cover story for depopulation and also for canceling elections, as Zelensky has done in Ukraine? Canceled elections, canceled freedom of speech, canceled the free press. And you can't have a media organization unless you print propaganda for the government in Ukraine, by the way. And also they've imprisoned Gonzalo Lira, an American citizen who's been prosecuted for speech crimes in Ukraine. And yet we're told in America that we're defending democracy by sending money to Ukraine, while U.S. taxpayer dollars are supporting their small businesses, actually propping up the small businesses in Ukraine, while our economy collapses due to, you know, inflation, money printing, lockdowns, border invasion, and all of that. I mean, it's become a sick joke at this point, worse than a clown show.
Yeah. Well, war is an excuse to depopulate. Plandemics are an excuse to depopulate and create bioweapons masquerading as vaccines. A depression is a great excuse for depopulation as people starve to death. And ecofascism is coming to a neighborhood near you. Do you mind if I do another screen share?
Go for it, yeah.
Okay, so Boris Johnson, follow the bloodlines, guys. Boris Johnson has a brother named Stanley, and Stanley's the avowed eugenicist. I want to play a clip. Here's Boris Johnson talking about the need, the very real need, to do away with coal and other forms of energy that we all rely on in the name of climate change.
Because we have secured a global commitment to phasing down coal. And as John Kerry pointed out, you can't phase out coal without first phasing it down as we transition to other cleaner energy sources. And we have, for the first time, a worldwide recognition that we won't get climate change under control as long as our power stations are consuming vast quantities of the sedimentary super polluter that is coal. That alone is a great achievement. But we haven't just signaled the beginning of the end for coal, Madam Deputy Speaker. We've ticked our boxes on cars, cash, and trees as well.
What? Cars, cash, and trees as well. See, the trees are the root of all evil. It's not the House of Rothschild or the House of Rockefeller. It's not international criminal bankers that plague us. It's the trees, Mike. Too many damn trees.
You know, I was, and of course, Bill Gates wants to, you know, cut down 70 million acres of trees in America and to say that's for climate change. And at the same time that the state of California and other states are receiving part of a $1 billion federal grant to plant trees. So the U.S. economy will soon be, you know, one group of people planting trees, another group of people cutting down trees, and they'll all say it's for the climate. Look what we're doing. It's all for the climate. But, you know, I'm thinking about just iconically the Lord of the Rings novel series and movie series. You know, which side was cutting down the trees? Was it the good people or was it the orcs and the evil Saruman and the Eye of Sauron, the bad people? Who was cutting down the trees? It's the bad people. It's the evil people. I mean, they're not even pretending anymore, Sean, as you well know, whether it's Bill Gates or Boris Johnson or whoever. You know, they're applauding Nazis. They're cutting down the trees. They're sucking the CO2 out of the atmosphere. They're engaged in terraforming. They're celebrating the murder of children. They're flooding the borders with military age men, an invasion force. They're not even pretending anymore, which means it tells me this is their last phase. They're going for broke at this point. They don't care if you know what they're doing anymore.
Well, it's the destruction of language too, isn't it, right? So war is peace, ignorance is strength, and freedom is slavery, all right? They've flipped the script, and now they're so overtly satanic that the language they use, they don't even hide their intentions anymore.
Right.
They're telling us. It's all in the wide open. So trees, if you believed even for a second that climate change was the most important issue that plagues humanity, which is what these people say repeatedly every single day, climate change, climate change, climate change, as the borders are wide open. And the Biden administration, Joe Robinette Biden, just ordered Border Patrol to remove barbed wire fences that are helping prevent some of this illegal immigration. Yeah, I mean, it's just upside down world. And if you believe for a minute that climate change is real, well, then the trees are the saviors. The trees help us, right? Because they suck up all the carbon and they turn it into something kind of handy called oxygen. So what's the problem with trees? It's the same. I told you before we hit record that I'm spinning a little bit today because it's just too much. There's just too much coming at us, Mike. And I wanted to ask you, too, at some point in the broadcast about this FEMA emergency broadcast that is said to be taking place on October 4th or October 11th. It's the backup date. And, you know, who knows? You just can't underestimate these people.
Well, I'll answer that question right now. I don't think anything special is going to happen on October 4th with that broadcast. I don't think so. I think they're setting it up to use it later when they want to push a massive fear campaign, when they drop some kind of a weapon, you know, a chemical weapon, neurological weapon, whatever. I'm convinced they're going to drop this weapon in New York City and other cities, and they're going to call it the next pandemic. Mm-hmm. And this time, people are going to be bleeding out on the streets because they need something really, really graphic and powerful and, you know, emotional to show on the evening news. And then to condemn anybody who says, oh, that's a false flag or that's not a pandemic. They're going to condemn you. And I think this time, Sean, they're going to try to use the internet kill switch. They're going to try to ban independent websites because they have not succeeded at the censorship that they had hoped. The truth is still getting out thanks to sites like yours and mine and platforms like Brighteon and many others. So they're going to have to go for the internet kill switch, which is why we have to be turning to, you know, decentralized peer-to-peer content systems such as Bastion or Cordal or others. And those cannot be clobbered by just taking down DNS, by the way. So that's a critical thing that we all need to be looking at.
Well, I'm sure you saw the Greg Reese piece that was inspired to be produced based on a Dick Allgaier, Cliff High interview that they did about remote viewing.
Yeah.
And the remote viewers had all, I guess a bunch of these guys had seen the same visions toward the end of this year, which is massive explosive events
Yes.
taking place in America. And the pictures these guys drew from their remote viewing sessions appear to show, I would say, nukes going off in cities. So it's terrifying, and we just can't underestimate the enemy, because the enemy, I just interviewed a man who broke free of one of these Illuminati families. His name is Nathan Reynolds. And in Fritz Springmeier's book, he notes the 13 families of the Illuminati. You got Rothschild, Rockefeller, et cetera. One of the families is the Reynolds family. And Nathan Reynolds broke free from that family after living just a life of total torture and hell as a child. I mean, trafficked from his father to his grandfather, satanic ritual abuse, sexual abuse. I mean, just the most horrific things you can imagine that he was forced to do and that he was forced to take part in. And when he finally found out that the cost of receiving his inheritance was going to be his firstborn daughter, he got out. And it wasn't easy to get out. I mean, they tried to assassinate him. It's a really important, I think, 90-minute conversation with this man. And he just notes that these people are absolutely beholden to the kingdom of darkness.
Yes.
So that's clearly what we are finding ourselves in. And more and more people are waking up. I've had you on my broadcast. You talk about spiritual warfare. Dr. Lee Vliet, who else? Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Attorney Todd Callender, Attorney Tom Renz. These are people, well-educated people, that 10 years ago, Mike, would have never, ever said anything about spiritual warfare. But now we're all waking up to the fact that this is all spiritual warfare. I mean, it's warfare being waged against us in the flesh, of course, but also the unseen realm. The people that control this world are beholden to the kingdom of darkness. So everybody should try to check out that interview with Nathan Reynolds.
Okay, yeah, I will definitely check that out. But you're on point, 100% correct. When they celebrate the mutilation of children, and they put the LGBT flag everywhere like they're claiming this territory for Satan, you know, that flag is a symbol of Satan, right? And when you have churches now hosting drag queens that are pushing essentially grooming and pedophilia and child molestation, you know it's gotten bad. And I'm shocked that the church, by the way, hasn't stood up against this in a more powerful and profound way. And you know, God's wrath being unleashed upon us is going to show no mercy. This is a point I've been trying to get across to people. I'd like to know your reaction to it. But God's wrath doesn't spare individuals when the wrath is unleashed against an entire nation. You know, even though you may be a person of faith and you may not be doing evil, you're going to be living in a society that is being punished by God, because the society has turned so evil that even God himself, the creator, can no longer tolerate it. So if America doesn't turn against Satan, and I don't see any signs that it is, America will be destroyed in the most aggressive, violent ways by God. You know, I mean, meteors, earthquakes, you know, floods, pestilence, plagues, famine. These are all things that have happened. That are written about in the Bible when nations turn against God. What do you think is coming, Sean? You've interviewed a lot of people. What's your sense?
Well, I think it's important that we have this conversation about events that are brought about or allowed to happen by God versus the events that are brought about or made to happen by these people, the controllers of the darkness of this world, because they have directed energy weapons. They have the ability to turn the economy on and off. They have the ability to force us. Well, not really. I mean, we cannot comply, but a central bank digital currency would be an end game for these people. The tracking and tracing of everything we do in real time. And if they don't like our politics, they just turn off our money. So maybe we should talk a little bit about the dudes that I believe hit Maui. I believe those are directed energy weapons. The evidence is pretty far reaching. I don't know if you agree with me on that, but Argentina appears to have just been hit by one of these two. 20,000 plus cars destroyed. I could show a video if y'all want to see it. I hadn't even heard about that until the other day. And the mainstream media is ignoring all of it. So
I would like to see that. And I've asked this question of many people, and I agree that there's quite a lot of evidence supporting that. For example, the fact that the blue fabric items did not burn and the blue cars did not burn. And that's because, of course, the wavelength of light that can be used in some of the lasers. And, you know, when the conditions are right on the ground, things are dry. There's a lot of, you know, it's a tinderbox. It doesn't take that much energy to actually ignite, you know, dry grass, for example. You can do it with a handheld laser. And these can be, well, do you think that these are orbital lasers that are just firing from orbit? Or how do you think it's being done?
Who's the guest I had on? I had on a guest who said there was a Chinese satellite. Here, I'll play the B-roll. This is Argentina. This is just unbelievable. I had a guest on who said a Chinese satellite did pass over, directly over Maui, just prior to these fires. So the implication would be that maybe China, I don't know. See, here's the thing. In Global Inc., China is the deep state. Okay, Biden is beholden to China. He's an agent of China. So when we say, oh, maybe China was behind the directed energy weapons attack in Maui, well, then it was allowed to happen by a criminal government because we had a coup in 2020 and Banana Joe was implanted as the quote-unquote president. So, yeah, I don't know if they're space-based lasers or directed energy weapons. We've all seen the video. Many of us have seen the video of Lockheed Martin and Boeing bragging about these things in airplanes, in military aircraft. So who's to say? And that really gets to the crux of our problem. How do we bring these people to justice? How do we stop any of this when we don't even know who's doing it, Mike? And that's kind of the bigger picture. When we talk about God's wrath, let's not forget that the people of this nation wanted Donald Trump elected, but there was a coup and this Marxist traitor was installed. So how do you stand up and take your country back when the whole deck is stacked against us?
Well, that's,
I mean, this is the thing I struggle with.
That's the God answer right there, because you can't take your nation back when it's so far gone, right? When all three branches of government have been infiltrated by Marxists and lunatics and Satanists and child mutilators, and we're already there. I mean, we're past that tipping point. I don't think there's a mechanism inside the structure of the United States of America that can bring us back from where we are. I think it has to be a supernatural intervention, which is what the wrath of God is. Even the collapse of the currency, you know, is not going to suddenly convince people to stop being Satanists. It's just going to cause more chaos across America, and you're going to see even more, you know, wickedness and destitution, desperation and violence across the country. So, yeah, I think we're headed for an economic collapse, but I think we're headed for a God-inspired reset at some point. The thing is, nobody knows when. Nobody knows. You know, people try to say we're in the end times, or this is a sign, that's a sign, or Trump was one of the trumpets or whatever. But I've not seen any compelling analysis that tells us where we are in the end times book of Revelation. It's kind of hard to figure it out anyway. It's written like a puzzle, right? So I don't know where we are.
Yeah. Well, it's tricky. And if we just turn our attention back to directed energy weapons, I won't play this. People can go search this out. But U.S. patent number 6470214, directed energy weapons do exist in the military. Has the patents on those. And so we just have to think about the toolkit, the tools in the toolkit of the New World Order. So directed energy weapons, United Nations Agenda 2030 policies, eco-fascism, open borders. How about gene deletion, 1P36 gene deletion among the vaxxed? And the theory is that these people can be turned into zombies when they're zapped with the right frequency. So then that brings 5G to attention. I mean, the tools in the toolkit of these demon creatures are just so vast, Mike.
Yes.
And here's you and me trying to alert the people. And, you know, a good 30% of the population are NPCs, so they can't think. And then probably another 30% think that we're conspiracy theories because they won't dig into any of this on their own.
Yeah, that is extraordinary. I've had that same thought. You know, how do you go about your life right now ignoring the things that are happening around you, ignoring the food inflation, ignoring the border invasion, ignoring your friends and family members that are dying because they were vaccinated? But the tendency for the oblivious masses, for their own self-deception, You know, it's incredibly powerful. They can force themselves to ignore what's happening for an extended period of time, to the point where even as they are being killed, they still won't acknowledge what's happening. I can't tell you how many people I've known who have been vaccinated and they suffered, you know, spike protein related issues, and they end up in the hospital nearly dying, and they'll say, well, thank God they took the vaccine because otherwise they would have died. You know, I'm like, no, you're here because you took it. If you had not taken it, you wouldn't even be in the hospital, but they don't get that. See, that's satanic, to convince people to commit their own destruction while they thank you for it. Like, that's pure Satanism.
Right. Yeah, I think that's right. And I've had, Dr. William Makis on my show, you know, talking about those who have died suddenly, talking about turbo cancer, talking about the numbers that have absolutely jumped since 2020. The all-cause mortality numbers have skyrocketed globally. And the mainstream horror media and the NPCs just can't figure out why. I mean, yeah. They just can't figure out why. It must be climate change. I mean, it's just such a joke. And I guess the sad part, the reason I'm feeling a little scattered today, and I was really trying to prepare for this interview, is because what I come to realize as it pertains to the New World Order and the tools in their toolkit to destroy our families, our lives, our livelihoods, the economy, to usher us into their one world government, New World Order, they have so many tools in their toolkit. And it just reminds me that building something is difficult. Building something beautiful and lasting takes time and effort. So just imagine that you've built a lovely house and you invite some friends over, and one of the friends has a psychotic episode and loses his mind and takes a sledgehammer to all your windows and spray paints all your doors and your drywall and starts smashing holes in the drywall. And out of control, he starts to burn down your house. Well, that house that took you a year to build could be destroyed in a matter of hours. And I kind of feel like that's what's happening to our republic. They're just destroying it. And it's so much easier to destroy than it is to build. And that's what we got to wake people up to.
Yeah.
These policies are destroying our nation by design.
Well, I completely agree. But I would add that the policies are a reflection of the spiritual destruction that's already happened in the hearts and minds of the people. So you have such a huge portion of the population now that hate America. They hate the flag. Now, they'll wave the Ukrainian flag, but they will never wave the American flag, right? Mm-hmm. They themselves are so obsessed with self-destruction, self-mutilations, which is why so many of them end up being trannies, because they want to mutilate their own genitals, that they just want to inflict pain on the world. Now, even if you stop, even if, let's say, I don't know, Trump wins the next election, Trump is back in office, it doesn't stop these demonic, self-mutilating, lunatic suicide cult members from doing what they're going to do. And yeah, they're going to try to burn down the whole nation. And if America doesn't stand up and start arresting the violent criminals and the arsonists and the border crossers and so on, then we're done as a nation. But Sean, I don't see any willingness. I mean, look, I live in Texas. Texas is being literally invaded every day. 10,000 people a day coming into Texas. No one will stop it. The governor sends out a lot of tweets. Oh, we put up the fences. The feds come along. They tear the fences down. They cut them. The Border Patrol helps the people across. Why isn't our governor declaring that this is an actual invasion? Not just, I mean, I know he's used those words, but he should deploy the National Guard to the border, and any federal agent that cuts the fences should be arrested and prosecuted immediately. And if it means Texas has to go to war with the feds, then the governor should do that. And if you're not willing to do that, then you're just part of the treason. You're part of the invasion. That's where we are.
Well, yeah, I know. And that's the problem, right? See, this is why I feel scattered today preparing for this broadcast, because I don't always like to come on shows with bad news. I mean, it's part of our job is to report the real news, the stuff that is ignored by the mainstream horror mockingbird media. But so much of the real news is bad news. And you're right. Why can't Texas defend Texas? Well, they can and they should. But they aren't. And
they're not willing to.
Why?
Right. They're not willing to. And then the DOJ and Mayorkas is funding the invasion camps in Panama. and the invasion pathways through Costa Rica and through Mexico into the United States, while they claim the border is secure, just to gaslight people who are too stupid to know what's happening in reality. But why isn't the Texas legislature standing up and saying it's time to defend our borders? Why aren't they, I don't know, calling for the citizen militias to defend the borders, or deputizing a million Texans who are veterans or former law enforcement to go to the border and defend the border? I mean, the willingness among the people is there, but not among the leaders. And so the invasion continues, which means we are a broken nation. And that's exactly what Obama tried to create from day one when he got into office, just destroying America, gutting it from the inside out. So again, I mean, even in this next election, I know a lot of Democrats, they want to see RFK Jr. elected. Okay, great. He gets in the White House, and then what? He can't change the fact that his own party, the Democrat Party, has gone completely off the rails, insane. It's a bunch of lunatic Marxist cultists who are would-be murderers that want to mutilate and murder children and Christians and conservatives. You can't change that in one election. At least that's my take on it.
Yeah. Well, and they're so criminal. They're so overtly criminal, the DNC. They won't even allow a debate to occur between sleepy, creepy pedo Joe and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They won't even allow Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to have Secret Service protection when a lunatic just showed up as one at one of his events, armed, pretending to be a U.S. Marshal. Thank God RFK Jr.'s own security staff caught the guy, discovered the guy before he could do anything dastardly. But yeah, no that's kidding. How far gone it is. The DNC is rigging the election just like they rigged it. I mean, that's all they do is rig. But it's not just the DNC, too. It's the rhinos. It's the same thing they did to Ron Paul back in, what, 2016? 2015, 16, when he wanted to run for president?
Well, yeah, and look,
they just buried him and pretended he didn't exist.
That's the thing. We've lost the ability of the American people to actually enforce the rules, to engage in reason. I mean, in Arizona, right, they looked at the ballots in Maricopa County, the actual paper ballots. There's only one type of paper that's legally allowed to be used in the election. They found 10 types of paper that ballots were printed on, often with perfect circles that are obviously put there by machines. So it's blatantly obvious rigging by printing ballots, and yet no one will say, gosh, that's horrible. The Democrats just go along with it because they're cheaters, because they're Satanists, because they're child mutilators. This is my point, Sean. We are so far gone. What we have to do now is navigate the collapse. That's where we are. It's like, okay, you're out there surfing a giant wave, and this wave comes upon you from behind, and you know it's going to crash hard. You have no choice. You have to surf this wave or die. And if you mess up, you're going to get crushed into the sand at the, you know, on the shoreline. So we're going to have to surf or navigate this collapse and try not to get killed. The collapse is happening. The spirit of America has already been destroyed in a huge percentage of the population. They are not savable. They cannot be brought back to reason and rationality and civil society. I've said this before. Most Democrats are incompatible with civil society. They cannot function.
Yeah, I don't think that that's a stretch to say that either, because they're so rabid. And there's one Democrat, though, that I like, that I do give credit to a lot, and his name is Jimmy Dore. He's got a YouTube channel and a daily broadcast. He does a very good job as a self-identified Democrat calling out the Democrats for their treason, their treachery, and their lies. He calls out Pfizer. He does a really good job dissecting the crimes of his own party. And that requires intellectual honesty and critical thinking. And it's increasingly rare in our world.
Yes.
People just love to be on the team they're on and defend that team at any cost. And it's really, I think it's a mental disorder. It's really sick, because if you don't put the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and your family first, well, then you're going to fall for anything. And that's what these people are doing. They're falling for the most devious, nefarious, satanic agenda imaginable, and they're supporting it. They're promoting it. But if there's a glimmer of hope, I don't know. Did you see that rant from the New York City Mayor Eric Adams?
Yes.
I got it queued up if you want to hear it, if the audience hasn't heard it. But he's ranting about the destruction of New York City at the hands of the Biden administration and this illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so sure. Go ahead. Play that.
Some demon rats are waking up. This isn't a terribly long clip, but I think it's a glimmer of hope. I mean, it's the sad reality of nothing else. Listen to Mayor Eric Adams.
Let me tell you something, New Yorkers. Never in my life have I had a problem that I did not see an ending to. I don't see an ending to this. I don't see an ending to this. This issue will destroy New York City. Destroy New York City. We're getting 10,000 migrants a month. One time we were just in Venezuela. Now we're in Ecuador. Now we're getting Russian-speaking coming through Mexico. Now we're getting Western Africa. Now we're getting people from all over the globe have made their minds up that they're going to come through the southern part of the border and come into New York City. And everyone is saying it's New York City's problem. Every community in this city is going to be impacted. We have a $12 billion deficit that we're going to have to cut. Every service in this city is going to be impacted.
Well,
you get the
Sean,
idea.
Yeah. And I just want to point out, he's talking about 10,000 migrants a month. We get 10,000 a day here in Texas. Okay. 10,000 a day. So it's about damn time that some of these blue city Democrats had to deal with the reality of what this problem is. Now, New York City is a sanctuary city. And granted, Eric Adams inherited this problem. He's not the source of the problem. And he does deserve credit for telling the truth about this. But as we speak right now, New York City's budget is being slashed and New York City parks, soccer fields are being taken over with migrant camps. New York City is going to collapse. It is not a viable city, nor is Chicago, nor is San Francisco. All of these cities are going to be completely occupied, overtaken by migrants and criminal gangs, human trafficking, violence, everything that goes along with it. These are not viable cities any longer. You are going to see mass refugees fleeing the cities to get away from New York City. That's coming very soon in America. And I've interviewed multiple guests with analysis that they agree with that assessment. What do you think, Sean? Are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah. And, you know, when I mentioned the word treason, I don't say that lightly. But we are seeing absolute 100% total undeniable treason from Joe Biden and his administration.
Straight
as
up.
Military-aged men pour over the border. Trainloads and trainloads of military-aged men. These aren't families. These are military-aged men, many of whom are Chinese, by the way. And it just makes one wonder when they want to flip the switch. We mentioned all the tools in their toolkit, right? Not even all, but CBDCs. FEMA emergency broadcast takeovers, graphene oxide in the vaccine, gene 1P36 gene deletion, turning people into zombies, ecofascism. The toolkit, DOES, directed energy weapons, the toolkit is so vast. What's to stop these people who want to tear down our nation and destroy us from within? What's to stop them from triggering at some unknown future date, triggering, sending out some signal to trigger all these military-aged men to start waging war openly against the American people? Because it is an invasion.
No,
it's not just an invasion of immigrants. It's an invasion of military-aged men.
Well,
Mike?
This is just step one, is to occupy America. Did you see that Liberty Colony, as it's called, I think, in north of Houston? That's 60 square miles, which is basically a forward operations base, an FOB, for the invasion of Texas. And finally, by the way, just today, I think Texas lawmakers are calling for a special session to come back in and deal with that problem and also to deal with the border problem. You know, there is an emergency alert kind of aura now in Texas to do something about this. But I'm telling you, until you actually deputize a million Texas veterans and law enforcement personnel and citizens to actually go start physically enforcing the borders, nothing's going to happen that will stop this. And it's going to come down. I mean, this might be the secession issue. It's going to come down to a kinetic conflict between federal troops and Texas troops in order to protect the Texas border. I mean, that's actually what it's going to come to. And Texas is going to have to declare that we are going to protect our border no matter what. And if you interfere with us, then you are the enemy of America, which is what this criminal fake regime in D.C. actually is functioning as right now. So I guess we have to wait and see if there's any willingness to stand up to the treason. And so far, the answer has been no. So I guess Texas is just going to be completely overrun by illegals, but they're not going to stop at Texas. They're going to overrun, as is happening now, New York City, every state in the union. The American people are being replaced. And while they sit there with the, sipping their Starbucks lattes and working the remote on their TV to watch The View, which is the lowest IQ show in the history of television. But that's where we are.
Yeah. And it just makes you wonder, right? If we could follow the money and figure out how all of these politicians have been bought and paid for, you just have to know it goes right back to the House of Rothschild and Rockefeller and the international criminal bankers. They've just bought up everything. They own, you know, the most important corporations. They control the most important corporations. They own all the best property. You know, it's a big club, like George Carlin liked to say, and you ain't in it. And a lot of these bought and paid for politicians are in it, which is why they go to, quote unquote, serve our nation. And 10 years later, they're worth $20, $30, $40, $50 million. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi. Look at these absolute traitors. You know, there is a moving forward right now is an impeachment inquiry for Joe Biden. Where are the demon rats that care enough about this country to say, yes, he should be impeached because opening the borders and having out of control, absolutely no borders whatsoever, is treason. That's just one of the many examples of the man's treason. So yeah. It would be booing to our spirits, to all of us, if we would see that kind of justice happen on both sides of the aisle. But we're never going to see it. We can't even see it from the rhinos who worked with the demon rats to try to impeach Ken Paxton in Texas.
Yeah, which he survived that, but it was the Bushes and it was Karl Rove with the Democrats that tried to destroy Ken Paxton, because Paxton might be the one AG in America that's willing to level criminal charges against the Biden regime and Mayorkas, by the way. I think if Mayorkas sets foot in Texas, he should be arrested by the state of Texas and prosecuted for treason against the United States of America. I mean, his actions are clearly aiding and abetting the enemy in an invasion action against the United States of America. There's no question about that whatsoever. But again, where's the political willingness to do anything about it? It's just not there. So,
I
don't know.
It's cowardice. Are we just surrounded by cowards? Like those who have power and the ability to do something, either they're cowards or maybe they're being extorted. Maybe a lot of these people, right? Just think Epstein Island. Maybe a lot of these people are just show ponies that have no power or political will to do anything to stop the treason because they're being extorted. I wonder how much of that goes on. I think a lot more goes on than maybe we'd like to believe.
Well, I'm sure it's a lot, but you know, I have to go back to Yuri Bezmenov and you know, his warning for America back in the, what was it, the late 1980s, interviewed by J. Edward Griffin at the time. You know, the as you know, the former Soviet dissident, and he warned that America was going to be infiltrated and taken over from the inside, and that has already been accomplished. It's done. That's the thing. We're not at the beginning of a war. We're at the end of the war. The war's already lost. The war for this nation is lost. And it's just a question of how it collapses and what that looks like. And then do we have the opportunity to rebuild certain nation states, you know, the Republic of Texas, for example, or other areas? You know, the United States of America, as we know it, is done. It's financial collapse, the collapse of morality, the collapse of reason, the collapse of the rule of law, the judicial collapse, elections completely rigged. You know, on and on and on. The food is toxic. The pharmaceuticals are toxic. The news is faked. It's just endless. There's no coming back from that. That's my point. And, you know, for those who think that you can come back from this by praying to God, no. God doesn't want America to continue as on its current path. God is going to destroy this nation if the nation doesn't commit suicide first. That's, you know, honestly, that's where we are.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And it just kind of brings me back to where we started, which is all of this serves to demoralize us, right? And sort of just freeze our actions. It freezes us into inaction because it just seems like there's so many problems and there's so many, it's a multifaceted war against us. It's like, it'd be like being attacked by locusts in a field. I mean, you can kill one or two, but they're, you know, there's thousands of others that are going to do you in. That's kind of how I feel right now. That's where we are. I mean, we'd like to do more solutions-based shows, but it's getting real difficult when the enemy has so many tools in the toolkit to destroy our families, our livelihood, our economy, our sovereignty, our nation, our republic, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. They just are unrelenting, Mike. They're unrelenting. And to that, I'd give them credit. But they worship the father of lies.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, things can change dramatically. Although I think you've given me the title for today's show, SGT Report and Brighteon Black Pill America. But I want to remind you that the globalists are failing in many areas. For example, they failed at the depopulation goals so far. They wanted to kill 1 billion people by now with the vaccine. That failed because they couldn't control, they couldn't suppress ivermectin and quercetin and all these other things. They failed at their complete censorship efforts, so they're trying to double down on that, but there's a lot of pushback against censorship. They've failed to destroy Trump. They failed to destroy RFK, and I believe RFK is going to run third party, and I just saw a poll today that says one-third of registered Democrat voters will vote for RFK as a third-party candidate. That means Biden is toast, obviously, in an honest election. Of course, he's toast anyway. But with RFK running third party, Biden has zero chance if we even make it to election day. But my point, Sean, is, there's a plan to destroy us all, but it's not progressing as quickly as they wanted. And human resistance is rising. More people are red-pilled today than ever before. More people are rejecting the vaccine. More people are learning about gold and silver. You know, we could just go on and on and on. I mean, there's going to be a surviving remnant that is growing in size every single day. Even if they mass murder 200 million Americans, or, you know, Deagle report numbers, they're not going to, there's going to be, you know, 100 million survivors, let's say, who are going to be very determined and hard to kill from that point forward. And frankly, I'd rather live in an America of 100 million freedom-minded, intelligent, informed, dedicated people than 300 million sheeple and NPCs, frankly. And if that's the way it goes, you know, so be it. I've done my part. I've tried to help as many people as possible. And our job is to survive and rebuild when we can. That's it.
Yeah. No, I think that's very well said. And, you know, the last thing I'd say, because I know I've been a bit of a downer on this one with so much bad news, but follow the bloodlines, guys. Follow the bloodlines. We are being sold out from within. So you got John Kerry's daughter, Vanessa, at the World Economic Forum as an agenda contributor. And she explains that emotion and storytelling should be used to promote the climate crisis narrative.
Wow.
We're being sold out from within. Follow the bloodlines. They're all in on it. The Clintons, Chelsea, this chick, John Kerry's daughter, they're all in on it. It's a big club and we ain't in it. Thank God. I don't want to be in their big satanic club, Mike.
Yeah. Well, I just want to end this by saying, Sean, that, you know, I thank God for you and SGT Report and all the work that you do, the interviews that you conduct and so on. I thank God that I'm able to function every day and that I have an audience and that you and I and other people like us, we are able to reach a certain segment of the population. And that's the segment that counts. Frankly, you know, 100 million NPC oblivious idiot sheeple, they don't matter. They don't count because they cannot shape the future of human civilization. They are incapable of it. They are true non-player characters. They're here and they're gone. They're placeholders. The people that matter are the people that we reach. And that's an honor to be in this position, to be able to speak to those who will shape the very future of human life on planet Earth. That is a great honor. And I think God put us in this dire situation precisely so that we could connect with people, like-minded people, who are part of the future of humanity. What do you think?
Well, I think that's very well said. And you being one of the leaders in the truth movement for so long and being one of the people that was targeted earlier, I think pretty much right after Alex Jones was deplatformed, they came after you.
Before and, Alex.
Was it even before,
yep,
Alex?
Yep.
Before. Yeah, it's just, look, you help us identify the enemies of humanity, and that's really the purpose of this broadcast and being on your show today. It's not to share what is obviously bad news. It is, it's incredibly horrific what's happening to humanity, but people just need to understand that it's being made to happen on purpose.
Yes.
This is all happening on purpose. Human beings are not the enemies of Mother Earth. Okay, that is a Club of Rome narrative that was invented in the late 60s. They wanted us all to start to believe that human beings are the source of all our problems. So fewer human beings means a healthier, happier planet. Okay, that's only true if you're a Rothschild and a Rockefeller and part of this secret cabal and you want the world to yourself. That's where we're headed. And the good news is, you're right, people are waking up in droves. I guess why I'm a little bit frustrated, and it's just for a lack of solutions. That's what really kills me, because you're right about Texas. Texas could be leading to show how to take our nation back, and it's not.
Well, that may be about to change. We'll see how crazy it gets when cities like Austin and Dallas-Fort Worth and Houston and El Paso and San Antonio, when they are completely taken over by lawless cartel human trafficking gangs, then I wonder if at that point they might be willing to deputize a million Texans to defend the border, because that's where it's going. That's what Texas is going to look like real soon. 10,000 a day, do the math. You know,
yeah,
the invasion
is
here.
It's an invasion. It's a military invasion.
It is.
See, and that's what I've said about this. This is the other part that's so frustrating. And then I'll shut up because I know you got to go. But it's so frustrating because these guys, these military age men, are coming through. And the only difference between a typical invasion, the way people would think about a military invading, is that they're not wearing uniforms, Mike.
That's right.
And just put them all in Chinese uniforms, and then people would finally wake up, right?
Yeah, because it's sorcery, right? It's distraction and subterfuge, right? Sleight of mind. That's what's going on. Sleight of mind distractions. You're being invaded. You don't see it as an invasion, but the occupation is happening right now in real time.
Right.
So look, Sean, I do need to wrap this up, but this has been, well, it's been a little bit disturbing, frankly, our conversation here. But I'm thankful that you exist and that you and I can just speak freely like this, uncensored. And I think a lot of our audience will resonate with this. So I want to thank you for coming on.
Well, I want to thank you for having me. I appreciate your support over the years as well. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep up the great work there at sgtreport.com. And I know, folks, you know, not everything that Sean talks about is going to blackpill you. There's a huge variety of content and interviews and things that you can find there at Sean's website, sgtreport.com. So, you know, look, don't give up, folks. Don't be suicidal. Let the lunatics commit suicide, because they hate life. You and I, we love life. So, you know, pick up your Bible, double down on your faith with God. Understand that humanity does have a pathway to survival here. We can navigate this, and we are informed. We are hard to kill, and we are going to be here after all those who despise life have destroyed themselves and destroyed their cities. Well, we're still going to be here, and we're going to be able to do something about the future of this planet. So that's my take on it. Thank you again, Sean. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Yes. Thank you, my friend. God bless you all for tuning in. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. And thank all of you for watching today. Of course, this is Brighteon.com. Mike Adams here, the founder. And as always, you can repost this on other platforms or websites or, you know, your own channel, whatever you want. But most importantly, don't go away from this feeling down. Double down on the practical solutions that it's going to take for us to get through this. Because guess what? In the end here, God wins. And if we are on the side of God, we win too. The Satanists, the evil, they get destroyed, and they do not control the future of planet Earth. We do. We're the ones who will inherit this planet. So join Team Humanity, and you can be on the side of God. Thank you for watching today. God bless you all. I'm Mike Adams, Brighteon.com. Take care. Thank you for your support at HealthRangerStore.com. I want to bring your attention to just some of the product solutions and the oils that we have available that I think you'll find very beneficial for your health. We've got organic hemp seed oil, flax oil, and also black cumin seed oil. I've got them on my desk here to show you this combination. Obviously, these all have different uses, but it's just a small collection of what we have available right now at healthrangerstore.com. If you go to our store, you'll find that we have hundreds of products, and you can search for them or scroll through them. You can see we've got here colloidal silver for oral health. We've got our new 5G defense powder, which is extremely popular and contains superoxide dismutase. We've got organic turmeric root powder. And here's a combination of 10 organic superfoods. And like everything that we manufacture and sell, it's all lab tested. Almost everything that we have is certified organic. And we test everything for heavy metals and glyphosate. And depending on the product, we also test for E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, and other possible contaminants. So if you want super clean superfoods and super nutrition, HealthRangerStore.com is the place to find it. We thank you for your support.